With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
May I serenade you, Sauce, with a tune from your favorite bands?
No.
It's something unpredictable, and in the end, it's right.
That's not one of my favorite bands.
I know. Had the time of your life.
These are both thoughts
he has. Will sometimes get a pass when intern John is fogging up the mirror and thinking in the shower.
And Sauce.
Your last Wednesday video podcast in the studio.
It is, yeah.
By the way, I do think, you remember in The Office where Andy starts working at Dunder Mifflin and Jim gives her all the wrong, gives him all the wrong advice, State Pam?
I
could 100% do that for you.
What do you mean?
If there is some dude who wanted to date you, I could 110% give him all the wrong advice, just like that. Like, listen, she loves Green Day.
Yeah.
Not big on Baltimore. Big DC girl.
Really
loves everything about DC.
Yeah.
Really loves when you, like, she's not the wittiest. You need to explain things to her, over-explain things to her.
Takes her a long time to pick up on things,
yeah,
for sure.
You need to make a lot of jokes about her height, because she's never heard that before.
Ever.
And then just kind of brag about yourself.
Yeah. Tell me more about, like, how great you are as a person.
I think that would be hilarious.
For you, probably, until I call you and I'm like, let me tell you about this FB.
F-boy?
Yeah.
Why would you not say boy?
I don't know.
You made it sound like the B was like a bad thing.
I don't know. I just said FB.
Dude, by this time next week, I'm going to be all by my lonesome. I'll have no dog.
By yourself.
No best friend.
Oh.
No you.
No me.
What?
You said no you, and I said no me.
Yeah. So but you move on Sunday.
I do.
The movers come what time?
At 8 on Sunday.
Ooh.
Yeah.
A.M.?
8 a.m. when, like, the Ravens playoffs game starts at 8:15 p.m. on Saturday.
Now, here's the thing, though. Are you going to be packed by then fully? Because there's worse than that guilt when the movers come. They're like, you're not done yet.
No, I'm almost unpacking now.
So they get your stuff on Sunday. When does it get to Atlanta?
Monday.
Really? That one, for one day?
Yeah.
So you, when you move into your place, you get accepted at your place?
Yeah, I got accepted, so I move in on
Monday.
What's up? I have a place, and I have movers.
So you don't even need a hotel room, or do you?
No, I do, because I can't move in until Monday, because they're not open Sunday.
Okay, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
How far is the drive? How long is the drive?
It's 9 hours.
Are you excited to be in a car with your mom for 9 hours?
So actually, my mom thinks that I should fly down, which I'm not. I would rather just drive down than she can fly to me.
Why does she want you to fly down?
Because she thinks I should leave early because, like, the movers are getting there at 8. It says they're not going to be able to start putting most of the stuff in the truck until 9.
I would agree with your mom.
Yeah, so I think I might just drive down by
myself. No, and that you should, fly.
I think she should fly.
Yeah, I think you should fly because then I know you pretty well. How long's the drive? 10 hours, you said?
9.
9 hours? That's a long time for your anxiety to catch in.
Yeah.
Whereas you could just fly, land, and, like, be in the city, relax a little bit. When I moved from Des Moines, did I tell you I moved from Des Moines, D.C.?
I did not know that.
My parents drove my car out, and that was, like, a blessing.
Yeah.
Because, like, I got to, like, get, it's like taking the jump in the pool instead of, like, wading in the water. I was like, boom, I'm here. Like, it's real. Like, it's here. I'm real. And, like, and from the moment that plane touched Dulles, I was like, it's on. Like, it's me. It's like, I have to make this work or I'm getting on a plane going back.
I mean, I don't know. I've cried on planes before. I've cried going through security. I don't want to do that again.
Why have you cried going through security?
Because, like, you know, I've been in, like, those long distance relationships. Like, you leave each other at the airport and you're like, when am I going to see you again? But this time it's like, oh my God, my home. Wah.
Is that what it's like?
I don't know.
As opposed to just crying for the whole 9 hour drive?
No, I'd be like leaving for, like, a Zaxby's, like.
Yeah, but, like, the flight's got to be, like, 2 hours.
I don't know.
I think I looked as, like, 1:45, I think, because I looked because of the plans for me to get the kid.
That's cool. I don't know.
Are you feeling sad yet?
Yeah, I'm a little sad. I don't really feel like talking about that.
Wait, why?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you want? What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Like, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what happens. I've heard a lot of great things about Atlanta, so I think that it'll be good. I think it'll be fun. I really like my new place. I'm glad I finally got accepted because it took so long for them to let me know, which was freaking me out. But I think it's all gonna be good. I think it's gonna be a great little ride.
I am envious of you because there's like. This is hard to explain if you're not in radio. There's nothing quite like that feeling of you get to the new market, that new town, and know it's just you. And it's, I don't know if it's just like the beginning of a marathon or if it's what you feel when you, before you climb a mountain, but like it is such like a, I miss that in a way almost.
Yeah.
And it's hard to explain. Like I still feel every day that obviously I have to put the work in, but there's just something about like, it's you versus you. Like, you get there and you know that, like, it's up to you if you're going to... Like, I miss that. I'm envious you get to have that.
Thank you.
But also you get to have it in a town that has things to do. Like, I talked about in the podcast when you were out the last couple of days, Des Moines had nothing when I got there.
Yeah.
At least you're in Atlanta. John and Peggy are about 3 hours away.
Yeah, they're not that
far. You want to go see them? They're good
to
go.
I could always go visit them, go check out Nashville.
But you're in Kilt, though. Although I asked you before we started the podcast, I'm like, are you worried about Chewy crying for a whole month?
Yeah, I'm actually really worried that, because like right now I'm like mentally checked out and like this is just what happens when I'm like so stressed out.
Perfect.
Like I got hives last night. So my grandmother came over to help me pack and I was getting so stressed out that she was like, what's wrong with your arm? I had hives all over my arms. For some reason, she travels with cortisone. I'm not really sure why.
Well, she's an old person.
Well, I mean, like, that still, like, doesn't add up to me. But she's like, oh, I have some cortisone. So, like, all night, my arms were so itchy because I was having, like, a panic attack.
What's your biggest fear?
I don't know. I just, like, I'm just stressed because, like, there's so much to do. And I thought I had all this time. And then, like, you know, the holidays happened. And then, like, I changed where I wanted to live. Like, and I was freaking out. And then, like, I feel really bad, but people keep reaching out to me and asking me questions. And like, I just feel like I haven't had like a minute to catch my breath since like the year started.
Yeah.
And it's really stressing me out. And then some people just don't take a hint that like, if I'm not answering you, it's probably for a reason because I'm very busy right now. So I have these people that are DMing me on Instagram that like are my friends. And then they're texting me and they're like, so like, blah, blah.
And well, I'm
like,
I've been salty because I've been sending you some fire-ass memes, and you've been leaving me unseen, bro.
I haven't even been really reading any messages on Instagram.
Even my memes, bro?
I have. I've been liking them.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean you actually synced them.
I did see them.
When I send you a 3-minute video and your ass likes it 10 seconds in, I'm like, this chick didn't watch it.
I haven't done that lately. I don't think.
But you've done it before, though?
I have definitely done it before. I've been doing it to like a few of my friends. They keep sending me videos. I'm like. I've even had friends at this point. They're like, just watch the whole thing. Let me know what you think. I'm like,
yeah,
do I have time
minutes.
For that?
Our friend Andrew O'Day, I call him out all the time because I know Andrew's not watching the videos. I'll send him a video at 6 p.m. and it's 3 minutes long. And at 6:01, he's in the future. He's liked it already.
I love Andrew. He's funny, though.
One of the greatest. One of my best friends. One day I'll have him wedding one day.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? For sure.
I would have a lot of dudes in my wedding.
That was so random. You looked so concerned when you said.
But like, because like I talked to my good friend Billy Kay called me today, and I was like, Billy, be a guy. It's like off the top, right?
No, we've had this conversation before, and as somebody that has been in so many weddings, your wedding party to me makes no sense. There's so much fat you can cut in that wedding party. And you're like, no, this is why. And it could be like this one time my friend Ted let me borrow his shoes. And like, that was really nice. So I really need shoes.
Listen, Kenny has to be in. Cause I was
but you
have
to put him at the end because he put you at the end.
That's because I missed out. So my best friend, Kenny.
For charity.
Yes. And it's another story entirely. Kenny was in his wedding.
Yeah.
My brother, obviously.
Well, duh.
My college roommate, Seth. I was supposed to be in his wedding, but I had to miss it because it was the Higher Festival. So that's three. I would probably say Greg Chance would probably be up there. My boss in Des Moines, who I really owe a lot of my career to. And then here's the problem we get to D.C. What's wrong with that?
I don't know.
So the problem we get to D.C. is like Dante for sure has to be in.
Yeah.
Because I was in his wedding.
Yeah, that's fair.
Andrew, for sure.
Well, duh, yeah.
Chuck Lee, absolutely not. Because he'll stick me
with
the cab.
So Chuck, that's eight.
Chewy,
Chuck, you're paying for those crab cakes.
About damn time. Chewy for sure.
Okay, Chewie's not gonna be like a little grin.
Can I just tell you this?
He's gonna be like a little ring bearer, or like a little like he'll be like, wait, what are those? What are those other not ring bearers? They're.
Yeah, talking the mic is really
sorry.
Good.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Not the ring bearers, the other ones. I don't know. Not the flower.
I
don't know.
I had an ex. I'm not gonna say who, but said that Chewie couldn't be in the wedding, and I was like, well, there's not gonna be a wedding, and it looks like I won.
You did.
Like, how would you? How could you not have?
He's just so cute.
This is what he's gonna do. He's gonna cry.
Oh, I heard my name. Did you want me to come in here?
Okay.
All right. So you have like 8 people.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Cool.
There's probably more.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just you know, when you're liked by so many people, you have so many friends.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you hate that?
I do. I don't have any friends, so I'll just have my brother in my wedding.
Obviously, I'm being sarcastic, but couldn't you see somebody be like, I just have you. Like, Shelby, you don't get this problem, but I have so many friends. It's so hard. You should be thankful you don't have this problem.
No, I've had friends that have been like that. I've also been, though, in bridal parties that have had 11 girls, and it's not fun for anybody. I'm just going to say it. It's not fun for anyone, but I also, to be fair, devil's advocate, I don't think it's fun for the bride when they have that many bridesmaids either.
Why?
Because it's drama. It's always drama.
As far as what?
Because there's just so many girls and so many different personalities. And I think that sometimes when it comes to weddings, and I've definitely been guilty of this, like you want to prove that like you're the better friend out of all the other bridesmaids. Like, well, I helped her with this with the wedding. No, I helped her with this with the wedding. Like, I mean, at least like that's like how I felt in the past. Maybe that makes me psycho.
No, I think that's, I mean, the last one he was in was.
It's different for guys though, because guys just like show up and put on like a little thing. They're like, cool, let's drink some whiskey and like party. Oh, yeah,
and cigars.
And girls, it's like, you got to do the bridal shower, the bachelorette party.
Yeah.
And then we got to like help like our friend like find the venue, cake testing. I don't know why I've gone to cake testing before, but I have for people's weddings. I'm not even friends with those people anymore.
Does anybody even eat the wedding cake?
I don't like cake. I don't know why I went to the testing. I don't like cake.
I'll be honest. Like, if that cake and ice cream, get away from me, bro. That's a dry-ass sandwich.
I want cookies. I want lots of cookies everywhere.
Yeah. Ice cream cookies?
Like a cookie bar.
Ice cream cookies?
Oh, ice cream cookie bar could be cool. Yeah. Like, I like a cookie bar. It'd be cool.
It's funny. I think, so this is the difference between dudes and non-dudes, your species. So Riley was trying to do, like, she knows she had the baby shower, but she was like, she wanted to do the diaper beer thing from Marshall.
Yeah.
And she's like, if he invites me to come, and I said to her, Riley, Marshall doesn't want diaper beer party.
Yeah.
I'm like, love Marshall.
Yeah.
Great dude. Really, like, legitimately a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Riley, he does not care.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't. She just, I know, but I just really, I'm like, Riley, he doesn't care. And then she gave me an invitation, and I was like, Riley, he does not care. And then it had to get canceled, I think, because of COVID stuff. And she's like, I just feel really, but like, Riley, he doesn't care.
No, I like, don't think he does.
Like, I, there's the beer and diapers. Is that what it's called?
I have no idea.
That wasn't made by a dude. Guarantee you. There was no dude who goes, well, I don't know what. I need a beer and diapers party. It was some dude's wife who wanted to plan another party and said, you and your friends are going to come over and you're going to do beer and diapers.
But
and
is he just it went, like okay. a co-ed thing where like the guy, oh, so it's two separate parties?
Correct.
Okay, because I've been to a few baby showers where the guys will come with their girlfriends and the guys will like hang out like downstairs or out back. So maybe that's why they started to do that.
There's many things that I miss about relationships. Being drugged to events. Top of the notch.
I have never brought anybody I've dated to a baby shower. I didn't know that you could do that, actually.
I don't think you should because, you're like, not- especially.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. You know he's not going to be there. And then, like, bringing your dude to an event you know he doesn't want to go to is going to ruin everybody's night because you're walking in knowing he doesn't want to be here.
Well, that's fair.
He's going to give you one look where he's just spaced out thinking about that one movie he should have played, Minesweeper, back in like 98. And you're going to think, I knew you didn't want to be here. And he's going to be like, well, yeah.
Well, duh.
Yeah. I didn't. Correct. And then it just lasts forever.
Yeah.
Like, that'd be like if I brought you to a Green Day concert. I'm like, listen, I know you hate Green Day, but I'm going to bring you there. And then you just do one of your looks. I'm like, I knew you wouldn't like this. Well, okay.
I would be me. Going.
Oh my God. I just can't. My biggest pet peeve. This is my biggest pet peeve about relationships. Okay. Ready for this? If you constantly complain about your friends and your family to the person you're dating,
mm-hmm.
they are going to hate your friends and hate your family.
That's fair.
If you always, I've had been in relationships where like my girlfriend, whoever it was, would constantly complain about her friends.
Mm-hmm.
And me caring about my girlfriend hated her friends. Like, yeah. why are they so mean to you?
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, we're going to go hang with the friends. And I would get an attitude and she's yeah. like, why don't you like my friends? I'm like, because you don't like your friends.
I've definitely been guilty of doing that in past relationships.
Because you don't like your friends. I mean, make them seem like the most horrible people in the world. And then, why are you so mean to them? Because you're telling me about how Julie calls you fat and blah, 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 blah. You've never said one nice thing about her. Why am I going to like her?
No, I agree. I mean, I think that sometimes, I don't know the degree of like what she did, but sometimes we just like to vent.
Hey, Shelby.
Okay, I was confused by what you were saying.
They, like, ex-girlfriends.
Yeah. I mean, okay, whatever. I'm just saying, I think that sometimes we like to have something to vent about. Like, we like to, like, have somebody to vent to, because it's not like we can vent about that person to our other friends, because our other friends might tell that person.
You need to vent to your boyfriend different than your girlfriends.
I understand that.
You know what I'm saying? Because I think if you vented to, if you were dating somebody, if you were, like, here's the problem. If you were dating me, there'd be nothing to complain about. But if you're dating somebody else and you're venting to like Christina, she would know, okay, she just needs to get it out.
Yeah.
If you were venting to your boyfriend, in this case, I'll portray a part of your boyfriend, like get my hair combed over and dye it black about Christina, I would assume like, oh, you're telling me this because like you don't like Christina and I need to be aware of this.
Yeah.
That's completely different.
I understand. I mean.
Do you feel me, brah?
I do. I don't.
Say you feel me, brah.
I used to do that with my ex-boyfriend, but I stopped doing it after I realized that, like, that is what happened.
My favorite time ever with an ex that wasn't a nice time was it was an ex with her mom and her grandma, and mm-hmm. they were all complaining to me separately about each other.
Oh.
And it was like seeing life in a time machine.
That's so
because
weird.
Because they were exactly the same in everything they did, and grandma drove the mom crazy. Mom drove the daughter crazy. Like, the cycle was, what the hell is that noise?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
My phone is on do not disturb.
So is mine. But it was like the scene, the cycle. I'm like, you guys get each other's nerves because you're the same.
Yeah.
You're the same. Now, luckily, your mother's a saint. My mother. Not so much.
Oh my gosh. Stop. Your mom is very, very nice. I love your mom.
Is she nice?
And she's got to be patient and put up with you.
Okay.
Should we agree with me?
Now, I talked about this in the podcast. You obviously heard a couple of weeks ago. But like, there's a difference between like tact in relationships. I'm very good with parents.
Yeah,
parents love me. And I was talking about this recently on the show, and like, I don't understand. Like, because parents know like how I treat their kids, and that generally is like,
yeah,
I got a good pass.
Yeah,
like your parents know I look out for you. We're friends. Like, yeah. when I go to dad and say like, Mr. Sauce, I think you owe me a drink. Doing a show in the podcast. Like, gets the joke, understands.
Yeah.
I had girlfriends who would like go to my mom and I don't think they're trying to be funny, but being basically like, oh, you know, Mrs. Intern John's mom, you should really thank me for helping your son out. My mom, like, not having it. And I realized because my mom had to deal with the John before he was getting paid to do what he does now.
That's fair.
Like,
that's true.
The John in first grade who brought the whoopee cushion to school.
Yeah.
Would not getting paid for that. The John in first grade who faked a heart attack to get out of a test. Funny bit for the radio now.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much when you're a college professor, get called because your 6-year-old faked a heart attack to get out of a test.
Where did you learn that, do you think?
Because we had an Irish water spaniel dog. Anytime that she had to sneeze, she'd roll on her back.
Okay.
And like, it looked like a heart attack. And so like, I remember it was like a spelling test. Don't know what we had to spell.
Why did you know what a heart attack was though, is what I'm saying.
I don't know. I'm sure I saw it on TV because it wasn't like kids TV. Okay. So I'm sure. And then like, so that's why I did. And Sister Rita, God bless her. I have never seen her move that quick. I haven't seen her since, but that woman, she like grease lightning was like, she was right there.
Aw, you could have given her a heart attack probably.
No, I think she's all right. Sister, if you're watching this, let me know.
Oh my God, just this sums up this video.
Don't you ever wonder if one of your teachers Googled you? Like, I hope my teachers Googled me and said, I bet you this cunt didn't do an ish.
My first and fifth grade teacher DMs me all the time on Facebook.
That's weird.
No, it's not. She's the best teacher. She's one of my favorites ever.
Yeah.
And she's always like, I knew you would become something because I had such a big personality growing up. And here
is that
I
what
am.
They call it?
Yes. Huh. My mom said I just like went to the beat of my own drum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we get into
Let's do it.
Do you want to do it? Okay. Well, what? What was that? Social 3.
All right, let's do it.
Hey, why'd you get the weird look for, though?
The way you just said that was like,
well, because
gross.
I have a child on me. He's actually acting pretty, I think he knows something's up. I really do.
Probably.
Like he tends to know, like, because I brought him into work every single day this week.
He's psychic.
Because this is, it's going to be so sad. I miss the little guy.
Oh, man. It's a little chewy.
Do your chewy voice real quick.
Hi guys. My name is Chewy, and I am going on a little vacation to Atlanta. The A.
He sounds like Tommy Pickles. That's Tommy Pickles, dude. That's Tommy Pickles.
I used to be able to talk like Angelica, but now I can't. So.
Well, look at you.
Darn.
First question, Casey in Rockville. OMG Sauce.
Hi.
So excited and happy for you and your new endeavors. You've totally earned it. Aww. I want to know, though, what are you most nervous about?
Most nervous about, I just don't know the city, which obviously I've talked about that a lot, how I'm just kind of worried because, like, I don't really know. I've Googled a lot about, like, the layout and, like, all the stuff to look for and, like, you know, when it comes to, like, safety and just, like, you know, because I'll be living alone. So that's really my biggest concern is safety because I don't know the city. So, like, here in D.C., like, or even Baltimore, like, I know where to go. I know where to avoid. I know, like, what
to
do.
Your favorite channels.
I know my favorite channels. I know, like, my favorite spots, which, like, yeah, finding new restaurants will be exciting, but it's just... You know, it's going to be different. So I'm just worried about that.
I'll tell you what I'm worried about for you. I am being serious, too. I, again, having done this before, moved across state lines, I think that you won't give yourself, you won't be patient with yourself.
Okay.
Because, like, regardless, and I've talked about this in previous podcasts, when you're out, when you move to a different city, it's like, however they do things there,
yeah,
it's going to be different than here. Mm-hmm. Even if it's the smallest thing, I know you expect the best of yourself, but like it's going to take a little bit to get in the groove of how, like, a new job, a new show.
Yeah.
So I am worried about that you will psych yourself out because you're not doing it perfect from day one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Instead of giving yourself, like, a little slack to, like, get in the groove, figure out what's going on, unpack,
yeah,
and then go right away. That's what I'm worried about for you.
Yeah, that's probably going to happen. It's probably like 100% going to happen.
Yeah, but I remember, like, again, though, like, I remember I had like a breakdown in Des Moines, but like, I was like, I sat at my desk and I was like, did I make the worst mistake of my life? Now, granted, at the time, there was somebody at the old radio station in Minneapolis who sent me a video saying, "Intern John, you've made the biggest mistake of your life."
Wow.
Sent it to me.
That was very mature. That was good.
Look at me now. And in D.C. too, I remember there was a moment where I was like, it just felt like a whirlwind.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like my brain was completely wiped, not knowing where anything was. And it was it was very overwhelming at first.
Yeah.
But I've just been faking it.
Yeah, that's what you got to do. Fake it till you make it.
Yeah. Next question from Tish in Fairfax. I just want to thank you guys for always being so honest and I guess it's more of a statement than a question, but hey, we'll take it. I want to thank you guys for being more honest and real for the good times and the bad. No matter what it is, you guys always kept it 100, and I feel like that's so rare.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. I needed that.
Yeah, I think I've always, I mean, I've,
yeah,
I don't know.
I think what we just try to be very transparent because there's nothing worse than like trying to like understand somebody that like, you listen to and like you want to get to know like via like whatever form of entertainment, and then you're just kind of like, I feel like I just don't get them still. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think oh my god. Dramatic.
So
I think that with the way the world is, it'd be really like, if you follow the shows, if you follow social media, you know a lot of stuff in our lives.
Yeah.
So if we never talked about the bad stuff, you'd be like, okay.
Yeah, and I also think, though, that it doesn't make us, like, because we lean on, like, the listener, too. Like, it's not, like, just a one-way street. So, I don't know, like, I think that if I wasn't, then I wouldn't have half the relationships that I have because most of the people I talk to, I met through my job, and they're mostly listeners, so.
Oh, I think, okay, Chewy, I think for me, there's, like, a couple pivotal moments for me as far as like the listener relationship, for sure the first tour, Look What You Done, like mm-hmm. that was the Baltimore show. That was like, that was a huge, like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. I don't know if I want to like do radio anymore. I don't know if I can still be funny anymore. Mm-hmm. And then killed.
Yeah.
Destroyed, house down, whatever. But I think that was big. And then the last tour as well, because of we did like the revival like interview stuff. So
that was really good. I love that tour.
Me too. It was my fun. Fave. Amy, A-I-M-E. I'm assuming I'm saying that right, in Tampa.
Yeah, I think it's
Hi, friends. Love the podcast. IJ, love that you're loaning Chewy to Sauce for a month. But who will you miss more, Sauce or Chewy?
Chewy, it's fine. I'm not
You know, it depends.
Offended.
Usually people lose one best friend at one time. I'm losing two.
Aw, you should write a song about it.
Maybe I will. It's gonna be odd. Chewy, I think, will be, this is gonna sound stupid, Chewy will probably hurt more because I know that day's coming anyway.
Stop it.
But like, not in a bad way.
I'm already going through so many feelings right now.
But I think like that's gonna make me more appreciative because like he's fun. But and you, like, you know, I think if Chewy could talk, he'd get my nerves more.
What did we talk about? You know, I really like this food that you recently started purchasing me.
Hey, Dad, ever since you started feeding me more than once a week, I've started to gain weight. Have you noticed?
Oh, Dad, how do I look today? I've walked farther.
But I'll miss both of you.
Thank you.
Yes, but...
We will miss you.
We won't miss you.
I said we will miss you.
I know, it's a joke. I will say I'm good. I will obviously miss you, but like the podcast is still happening. Everything mm-hmm. is still happening. And I'm just so excited for you, because you've earned this chance more than anybody's ever who's gotten a chance in this
Thank
industry
you.
The last 3 years. So you've earned the right to go to a dope city, to have a station built around you, mm-hmm. to be part of a new staff, and to be the shiny new object.
Thank you.
So like, you've earned like that. Like, this is like your prom queen moment. Like, you've earned that. So,
yay, thank you.
Yeah.
I like that.
Don't mess it up.
I'm not going to.
Okay. Listen, follow Sauce on her journey at Shelby Sauce.
Yes.
Follow me on my journey at Intern John Radio. Watch today's podcast, watch.shower.com. We'll see you Friday. Of course the Bluetooth didn't work. Why would it?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.